Greetings to each one. In Jesus' name. This is Levi Stelzis sharing with you this week. My text verse that I plan to share from is in Hebrews 4, verse 12, where the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thought and intent of the heart. I guess I'm just not sure what to share. I am recording this Sunday evenings for Mondays, and my heart is just full. My heart is just so full. I don't know how to share my thoughts. Lately, I've been pondering on the Word of God, the power that is in the Word of God, like it speaks, like it says there in Hebrews 4:12, how it's quick and powerful, and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. And this last while, there's been a cry in my heart that the Lord would revive me. I felt dry. I felt the need for a washing of the Holy Spirit to wash me, and that I would have that fire again to burn within me. And I just had that conversation with a dear brother this past week, how I have such a something within me that is longing for that deeper walk with God. And then today, I'm just going to share with you a little overflow of at church, the messages that we've had. The opening meditation was on that we would not be consumed with the cares of this world and riches, but rather that we would go through life with a eternity in perspective. And it just so touched me. It was, you know, so often we get caught up in just life. We lose sight of the riches of God. We lose sight of, you know, we don't feel the blessings of God upon us anymore. Life just becomes a formality instead of a reality. It's just a formal thing that we go through. We get up in the morning, we get down on our knees, we pray, and we read God's word, and we're off to work. It's not a reality, and that was the opening meditation, and then the main message was shared by a brother from out in South Dakota, and as he preached the message, it was real. There was an anointing of God there. He spoke about revival in our hearts. He shared about revival is just simply a renewing. One of the words from the Greek is it talks about a renewing of the heart. That is revival. And as he shared this, he wept, and he had such a burden that God's word would be real to us, and that we would be renewed. You know, he shared the illustration. He said he was at he was staying somewhere in one of the cities at a motel, and he was right beside a big stadium. And he said there in the stadium, the people were yelling and worshiping their gods and their lords. They were so pumped and so on fire and just as they were worshiping their lords. And what he was trying to say is it was a football game, and the people were just they were just going almost crazy. They were so consumed by what they were worshiping, and in this case, they were worshiping the players of the football game. They were worshiping the sport of football. And he said, and here our churches, we can barely fill up our churches, and there they can, people pay $300, $600, $700 per ticket in some of those places, and they fill up, they sell out. And in our very own churches, we can't even get, the church, the benches are empty, and people are dozing off and sleeping, and it's just a, it was an anointed message, and I must say I was preached under conviction. I don't know how else to say it. It was a cry that was coming out of my heart, and it's interesting how I had this burden this past week, and now the Lord brought someone from South Dakota that I didn't even personally know. And he shared just the burden of his heart that God would be real to us. And through all of that, I saw needs. I saw needs in my own life. I saw needs in my family, needs that I knew was there, and we weren't sure how to address it. And through all of that, we were able to tonight to spend about an hour and a half or 2 hours maybe, the sitting down with our children. The oldest one is 18, and so they're from there down. We have six children. And to just confess our needs and to hear them share their heart and confessing where they are weaknesses, we were able to encourage, we were able to admonish, and we were able to repent during that time. And I just want to thank the Lord that the Word of God is quick, it is powerful, it's alive, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. I just the other week, me and my two sons, there's a store close by that specializes in selling knives, and I was looking for a new Leatherman that I can clip to my belt. And as I'm out working in the farm, I can I have the tool that I need to whatever task comes before me. So I was looking for this knife, and we went into this knife store, and they had all kinds of knives. You know, they had two-edged swords there. Well, obviously, I didn't need a two-edged sword to complete my task, but it gives the illustration that the Word of God is like a two-edged sword. It's, you know, I would say the biggest, most impressive knife that they had there was probably a sword, a two-edged sword, probably about 3-4 foot long. And I can't imagine what could happen if that gets in the wrong hands. Well, how about if that would get in the right hand and for the battle of God? Can you imagine the damage that could do to the enemy? Well, that's the same way it is here with God's Word. It is powerful. It is sharp. It's God's Word is alive. And I just, as we go through the week, I might share more, just an overflow of today. So Lord bless you.